All right, welcome into Spilling on the Rocks. How about this one? I'm gonna have a beer tonight because kind of need one after the after where we're currently at. State of the Rockies, not good. It is what is it? Today is the 20th, May 20th, and unfortunately for the Rockies, they're taking on the Philadelphia Phillies, who are now best record in the National League. Good team. This has been a disaster of a year for the Rockies, and they're also in the meatiest part of the schedule. So, I'm a big fan of Denver Beer Company. I love Denver Beer, Juicy Freak. They also made the Not a Clown. I think it was Not a Clown Question, Bro, beer a couple years ago. I think it ticked off Bryce Harper. But that was fun. I mean, come on, you gotta love that. So, Phillies are in town. Bryce Harper's in town. We did get a chance. I know I didn't do the pod yesterday, but Bryce Harper and Jake Bird, they matched up. That was, of course, the Jake Bird coming off the mound, and Bryce Harper not liking it. They didn't match up to actually face each other when they had the little bit of a dust up between Bird and Harper. But this was a couple years ago, and basically Harper said, "You have a trash organization." Yeah, and at this point, for the Rockies, like it has been historically bad. So they lose again, 7-4. Warren Schaefer era, gosh, the Warren Schaefer era continues to do some things that have been cool. Like he is putting players in different positions to succeed. He has, the pinch hitters are working. The game on Monday night, he brings in Seth Halverson, who's been good. Gas has been good, but gives up the booty in the seventh inning. And the way the Phillies play, they just tag on. We saw Kyle Schwarber hit his 300th career homer. Like unbelievable story for Schwarber. He was essentially non-tendered by the Chicago Cubs at age 27 because they didn't want to take him to arbitration for year three. And then he turned in. Well, he continues to be a monster. So I figured on this pod, I get a little bit more into the details of some cap tables when it comes to the Rockies. I know because now that the Nuggets are out, the Rockies are going to get a bunch of media attention here in Colorado for about what, a month and a half until Broncos start up their training camp and all the other stuff that goes on. So. Kids are about to get out of school. Rockies are going to be front and center. And I'm just telling you, I know media, I know how people are. They're going to start focusing in on this team. And a bunch of people that don't know what they're talking about, and I've said this over and over and over and over again, are going to have some really stupid opinions. Regardless, 8-40 through 48 games. Worst record ever. So, again, tip the cap to Rockies media. They've been unbelievable because they're stating facts. I state facts. Rockies PR states facts. I give you solutions. I have suggested things that I think would make a lot of sense. As you hear me out on this one, because I think you're going to understand what I'm getting to when I'm talking cap tables. And where the current state of the Rockies are right now. So 8-40. 40 losses through the first 48 games of the season are the most for a major league team since 1901. 1901. What is that, 124 years ago? 1901. The Rockies have allowed at least 17 hits in consecutive games for the first time since September of 2016. Tonight it was Antonio Senzatella. Told you about 2 nights ago, Monday night first game. The Phillies just barrage you. Boom, boom, boom. They hit 260 as a team, 340 on base as a team. Great numbers. The Phillies, to me, are in a window where like this could be the last like real championship caliber Phillies team because of age. Because possibly Kyle Schwarber moves on, because JT Realmuto possibly moves on, and starters are getting older. But the Phillies made a trade this offseason, which I think was really shrewd. They traded for Jesus Luzardo. Luzardo ends up being one of the best starters in baseball right now, sub 2 ERA. He's It's one of the hardest throwers. They gave up, quite a prospect package for it. Dave Dombrowski, who is the Phillies, president of baseball operations, has been known, to leave a trail of just like destruction behind him. But he's gone to the World Series with four different teams. That's what he does. So, yeah, he'll leverage future to win. And Dombrowski leveraged future to get this kid, Jesus Luzardo. And would you believe it? The Phillies have the highest wins above replacement from the starting rotation in baseball. They're aggressive. They also have an idea with this team of what they're doing. So, anyways, Antonio Senzatella, I hate reading this, but it is a fact. Again, not there's nothing personal here for me. Like, I'm not coming after anybody. They're, like, I see these guys every day. I know their families. I know their kids. Like, it's there's nothing personal here. Antonio, six innings, 10 hits. The 10 hits allowed the season, tied for a season high, happened against the Philadelphia Phillies in April. He went 5 1/3 against the Phillies April 3rd, 10 hits. But Senzatella has 84 hits on the year, the most in the majors and the most in franchise history through a starter's first 10 games of the year. Most hits allowed through any major league starter's first 10 games of the year since Joe Blanton did it in 2013. Just continue to pile on with all these historically bad numbers. The reason why I contrast it, telling you a bit about Jesus Luzardo, Luzardo ended up having 10 punch outs. The punch out is significant. It is something that the Rockies don't have. Other than Chase Dolander, they're just they don't have starting pitching that gets the punch out. And so the ERA is the ERA. If you don't have sparkling defense, balls in play, no whiff, no punch out, and you're facing a lineup like the Phillies, who don't swing and miss, their 21% strikeout rate, one of the lowest in baseball. They're not the Padres when it comes to strikeouts, right? Like, Padres usually wax the Rockies in Colorado now because they never strike out. They put the ball in play. 27 outs, you have to get 24 of those. Like, they're striking out like three to five times. Rockies struck out over 10 times. So 17 times their defense had to make an out. Phillies, like, they're just constantly putting pressure. They take a walk and then they get hit. So, again, like, these are contrast in on purpose to show you there are ways. I mean, there are ways that other teams come into Colorado and they have their way with the Rockies because there's some tenets that they have. Jordan Beck, who's been fantastic. He had a 17 game on base streak going, which is great sign. I continue to tell you, silver lining, silver Beck, silver lining, Jordan Beck. But that got snapped tonight. And this is what I wanted to show you. So, a lot of people are trying to figure out what to do. What are the Rockies going to do? I'm telling you, a bunch of people are going to pay attention to the Rockies now. Now that the Nugget season is over. And so it is, it's basically, it's going to be Rockies firing season. I'm telling you, I know it. So here we go. So what can the Rockies do as far as their overall team roster? There are players on the roster. Phillies are looking for some bullpen help, but the only bullpen guys you're probably willing to trade are Tyler Kinley and, Scott Alexander and Jimmy Herget and maybe Jake Bird. Do the Phillies want that? Here's what I'm getting at. It is so early in the season that it's not trade season. These are the teams in first place. You see the win-loss record. Almost always, teams that spend have high win records. It's expensive to win. Dodgers, right? $400 million payroll. But this is what I wanted to show you. So the tax numbers, tax bill, for some of these teams that are at the threshold, because once you go over the threshold, then there's a percent tax based on how many times you've been a violator. So are you making trades to Boston, San Diego, Toronto? Phillies are right here. They're already $55 million over. So any sort of, bringing a player in is going to cost money, is going to cost money for the Philadelphia Phillies higher because of the tax threshold. So could the Rockies make trades for some of the relievers? Yeah, but it has to be worth it enough for the Phillies to say, yeah, I want so and so, and I'm willing to pay that tax. That's not likely. Then you start getting into other teams. You know, are you willing to add a bullpen reliever if you're the Houston Astros, but you only have $4.6 million in tax? The answer right now for players on the Rockies roster, no. So all these teams right here, the teams in the middle, they're not adding. They're not adding. So as far as the roster goes, you go into the Rockies cap table, which is what I wanted to show you. Is okay, so who are the players? And we'll go multi-year so you have an idea of what you're dealing with. And the answer is, can you trade Antonio Sensatella? No. Kyle Freeland? Probably not. That's, you know, the rest of the season is $8 million, 16 next year, 17 the year after. Yeah, like, are you gonna eat money for this one? Gomber is not even pitched yet this year, $6.3 million. Herman is at 10. He's got like it's basically matching his ERA. None of these players right here, which could lessen some of the payroll, open it up for some young players in the minor leagues, right? Like you should be seeing some minor league players getting to the big leagues. The problem is that your roster is preventing any of these players from coming up. Tyler Kinley's making $4 million. I just pointed out the teams that would be interested are right up against the luxury tax threshold. And is Tyler Kinley the answer for them? Could be, could not be. So you're stuck. You're stuck. Again, I'm telling you this because you're gonna have all these crazy people saying, like, why don't you release this guy? It's like, well, why would you release the player when all you're gonna do is eat the money? Like, try to get some sort of value. Can you trade Jimmy Herget? Sure. Sure. He's arbitration eligible for 2 more years. But what is, you're not going to get what you want. I mean, you're going to be asking for what? A prospect in return? You're lucky if you get that. You probably get cash considerations, which means basically you give me your player. I'll take him for you. And you don't have to pay his salary. Jimmy Herget's making less than a million. Jake Bird's making less than a million. That means these guys are going to stick around. Jacob Stallings, it's $2 million with the mutual option next year. You probably want to move on from that. I mean, he's really struggling. He's a great guy. He's a future major league manager. Nobody's trading you for this. So my point is, like, as much as people are going to say the Rockies should be doing this and this and this, I'm showing you the cap table for a reason. The cap table is showing that there are blocks. There are anchors here. Yeah, somebody will trade you for Ezekiel Tovar. We haven't seen Thyro. Thyro would probably be, like, trade worthy. Somebody would give you something. Kyle Farmer, no. Not for $2.5 million. You want Kyle Farmer on your roster for $1.5 million the rest of the year? A team's going to say no. Brian McMahon is going to be an interesting one. I think there's a market for McMahon because it's below market for his value. This is about it. That's about it. Like, if you're going to trade somebody from the Rockies, McMahon's your guy. As far as the outfielders, you want to move Doyle? God, I hope not, but you want to get some value here? Doyle's your guy. Otherwise, here, I mean, like, look at this. This isn't going anywhere. No one's touching that. So, $123 million total payroll. Only 77 of it is active because of Bryant, because of some other, right? Like, you're still paying $5 million to Nolan Arenado. So my point is this thing is really not easy to fix. So anybody in the media that's going to say this is how you fix it, you're out of your mind. You do not know what you're talking about. You do not know what you're talking about. I want to point out this play with Juan Soto because it's gained a lot of national media attention. Mets are over apparently Juan Soto, 15 years, $765 million. That's a big contract. And on Sunday night, which by the way, the numbers for watching Major League Baseball games is like off the charts good. So here's the play, Juan Soto. Notice the score. Scoreboard dictates everything. 2-2 game, top of the eighth inning. Soto's back in the Yankee Stadium for the first time since the World Series. And obviously, he got booed, right? He chose the Mets over the Yankees. So we hate you. And so you have this play right here. Devin Williams finally figuring out his changeup. Check swing, 92 miles an hour. But look at Soto. Wasn't running hard. DJ LeMahieu from Rocky dives. And now he's getting all sorts of stuff. Let's watch that one again. So out of the box. See, it's 93 miles an hour, but kind of a half-hearted swing. He barreled it. Didn't start running until halfway down. It's a diving play. And now everybody in New York is just wearing out Juan Soto. I've said this about Soto. You signed him for 15 years, $765 million, because he has the hit tool. Unbelievable hitter. Will be a Hall of Famer on the hit tool. He's always ran like that. Always. Does it look bad? Hell yeah. I hate it. If that's my teammate and you're giving me that effort in a 2-2 game in the top of the eighth inning against the Yankees or the Mets, are you serious? You can't give me a hard 90? Also, can't change your stripes, right? So he's been getting worn out. That's the play that everybody's talking about. I want you to see it so you could understand why there is such outrage. I'm sure from any sort of fan base, you know, you see a player put that effort in, you're going to be ticked off. And then when you add a contract to it, 15 years, 765, he's really getting paid $121 million this year. He really is getting paid. I'm telling you, he's getting paid $121 million this year. Why? He has a $75 million signing bonus that he gets this season. So, yeah, you can understand why people are ticked off about it. However, there's not a contract in the history of baseball where somebody, like a fan's like, I got my money's worth for what that team paid for. There's just the scrutiny of a contract, the scrutiny of being a professional athlete, making a millions of dollars playing a sport. It doesn't equate. It doesn't equate. Average fan, casual fan, diehard fan, the salaries, you never put up the production of what the salary is going to be. You're making $1 million, you make it 5 million, whatever. Like, these numbers are ridiculous. Nobody ever feels like the player is playing to that potential of that amount of money. I don't think I've ever seen anybody who's like, you know what? That guy's actually playing worth $48 million. Maybe Joker. Maybe Joker. I don't know. I haven't read of anything on Joker, but when it comes to baseball, because the game is every day, because it's every single day, so that means you see a lot of 0 for 4s. In a lot of stretches where a guy goes 0 for 20, that the salary of a player, you're like, this guy sucks. This guy's terrible. So, anyways, Rockies are off to this horrific start. I continue to point out what's going on. Hopefully, you understand what I'm talking about. I just think it's the simple fix here is not a simple fix. There aren't tradable players right now. If they're performing well and it's July, yes, possibly. But as far as like just trading people right now to free up spots from the minor league players, it's not going to happen. It's not a viable solution. Won't happen. The only person who could do that is maybe Ryan McMahon, maybe Brenton Doyle. Like, people take Brenton Doyle off your hands in a heartbeat. You're not doing that. They'll trade for Chase Dolander. You want trade Chase? You're out of your mind. The other players, no. Unmovable. Unmovable. I literally just showed you the cap table and why. So it stays. That's the point. As bad as this has been, I think the record is not 8-40 is incredible. Do I think they're going to end up with less than 30 wins this year? No, God, no. I hope not. For all of our sake, I hope not. There'll be a stretch where they win 5 in a row, 7 in a row, possibly. But are you going to be able to take players from this current roster and just move them to another big league roster? No. No. Not right now. So you have to wear it. Continue to wear it. That's what the franchise has to do, is they have to continue to wear it. Hopefully look at some, you know, continue to get some influence or some opinions from the outside. Measure yourself up against other organizations, why you're here, and then slowly move forward. But as far as a quick fix and the outside media coming up with these like grandiose ideas on how they would fix it, stop. It's comical. You don't know what you're talking about. You can follow me at SpillyGoat19. Also follow the boys at Mile High Sports. Be back at it. I'll do another one tomorrow. It'll be fun. Bye.